but it's apparently just not satisfactory to him.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the committee?
I just have a quick question. So, just so I understand, Mr. Hill, when Logan City sends you the money to pay for your services, right? Because that's what you provide for them is insurance type services.
Correct.
They just kind of, you invoice them and then they just cut you a check and that's how you receive those funds?
Yeah, check or wire transfer or PR or ACH transfer, yes. Yep. And then that's reported. I mean, again, that information, all of that information is available online. You can go on and see exactly how much we received and went from every governmental agency.
That's how I understood it. I just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Yes.
Any further questions? Any motions? Nancy, you're a champ.
I'm having a day of it. Paul's probably unhappy. It's me every motion.
Hey, we're happy for a motion.
No, okay. I would move to deny Appeal 2020-65. I believe that the trust has made the effort to provide the information that they have, but they're not in accordance with 63G2201AE8, they're not required to create a new record or compile format, manipulate, package, summarize, or tailor the information in a format, in a different format. That would be my, do you want me to do one motion for all three or three separate motions? One at a time, should we do it one at a time?
If it's the same reason, do them all three together if you
want. Okay, let's do it all three together. So my motion would be the same for all three cases, 2020-65, 2020-80, and 2020-82.
Okay, we have a motion before us. Any discussion to the motion? Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a second by Mark. I will call the vote. So, Nancy?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Tom?
Aye.
And I vote aye. So the voting is unanimous. So, Mr. Hale, we will have the order written and to the parties in 7 days, and then the petitioner has the right to appeal this decision in 30 days. Is that right, Paul?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's it. Mr. Hale, thank you so much for your participation. Thank you.
Okay. Right.
So just two more items on the agenda, committee. The one is I needed to update you on the vacancy role change. There's really no change. There's no applicant yet. But I do have some good news with the governor's transition. The boards and commissions is going to be headed by someone we know, and there's some continuity there. So there shouldn't be a disruption in getting an applicant approved. So that's all the update I have for that. We're still beating the bushes to try to get an applicant. So if you have anyone, please send them my way.
And the person you know, it's Mike Maurer, isn't it? He's still doing that?
I think I've seen that in writing. I knew that it was headed
his
way.
I think that's the case. The transition, I mean, he was like deputy chief of staff before, but I think what I saw in his official position, he's going to be over the appointment of boards and commissions. So even though he was doing it before, he had a different title, he's still doing it under the Cox administration.
So we were encouraged that there's some continuity there.
If you're still looking for a database person, have you tried the statistics department at the various universities?
I haven't.
I've, I don't know if this is what you want, but you know, there are now big data people that are using, and typically they're in statistics departments. Sometimes they're also in sociology or political science, but they're most likely to be in a statistics department.
Yeah, thanks for that recommendation, Marie. I think I might reach back out to you and get a few names from you. Do you know some of those folks, at least down your way?
No, but I could look around and see if I could find somebody. I mean, I could just check their faculty roster and see if there's anybody that's most likely to be that kind of a analyst.
Good. Yeah.
Could we just send something to all the universities? Say, hey, there's this opening. Interested?
I think that's a good idea. Was that from you, Rebecca?
Yeah,
I think, why don't we commit to do that? Rebecca, you and I can take that on as an assignment and look at some of those statistics departments. It's not like Utah has a lot of universities, so, and then have a letter go out asking if they have a recommendation. Yeah, that's a really good idea. And then the last thing on the agenda is just a poll of the committee members to see if they're available on January 14th. We have two continuances, Rebecca.
Patricia's so lucky.
If I survive the 9 hours, I'll be here.
The 9 minute videos.
Well, that hearing was so long ago, I forgot that that's what the first continuance was. It's like, oh no.
Yeah. We have 9 hours of video and 800 pages. We're going to have an interesting month.
And
we're just trying to kill off committee members, basically. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Rebecca, do you think we can come up with an electronic solution for in-camera review so that committee members don't have to come to the archives building?
Yes. The respondent mentioned that they had broken stuff up electronically already, so I can ask them for that. Or, worst case, I could scan everything they gave you.
Why don't you reach out to them first and see what the batches look like, and if not, then we could batch it and, you know, send it out in small batches to the committee members, everyone review it, get that batch back. And then I was happy to hear that they may want to reach out to the ombudsman and possibly mediate. So there is that possibility that they could work through some of the issues, and some of that would come off of our plate. So that was a little encouraging, but who knows?
I think it would be better to use the files they've created, because it shows us how it's structured according to their view of the material.
Yeah.
So let's hope that they'll just, and you know, they need to put it on a Dropbox or a Google Drive, and then they don't have to send it through email.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have two options, so they don't have to send it by email.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll figure something out.
Okay, well, a big thank you to all of you for hanging in there. I thought that this was going to be a short day. Paul. Paul's like, no way.
It sounds heavy. I got the feeling that you jinxed it. I get the feeling that you jinxed it.
I'll never think that again. I'll always plan for an 8-hour day. Or 9, or 10.
Well, we'll plan for 9-hour days.
I'm looking for a final motion.
Move to adjourn.
Oh, Tom. You're my hero, and a second from Nancy. So I'm sure no one's going to object, but all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to thumbs up.
And everyone have a happy holiday.
Merry
holiday.
Christmas.
Try to relax a little bit.
Bye, guys.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.